Batman, like a lot of the superhero stories, comic book stories, is predicated upon the problem of violence. How do you solve the problem of violence? Superman, Spider-Man, Batman are always trying to deal with this issue. Notice too, like in the Spider-Man story, Spider-Man, it becomes a superhero in response to his uncle's violent death. Bruce Wayne becomes Batman in response to his parents' violent death. So their desire for justice is always tainted by a desire for vengeance. But have you noticed that none of the superheroes ever really solves the problem? There's always a new wave of violence that occurs, a new villain emerges. The reason for that is that violence feeds on itself. When you try to fight it on its own terms, you might hold it off for a time, but you actually just feed it. You give rise to a new cycle of violence. This, I think, is expressed really well in the kind of doublings and mirrorings that you see in the new Batman movie. The Joker and Batman, for example, are not really polar opposites. They're more like mirror images of each other because they're both disguised figures, they're both lawbreakers, and they're both violent. Now, there's a relative difference. The Joker is kind of insanely violent. Batman's trying to contain it, but they're both engaged in the same kind of struggle. You see it in that great scene when Batman is trying to deal with Joker by beating him to a pulp in that police interrogation room. Well, the Joker just feeds on that. The Joker is enlivened by it because you never solve violence with more violence. You also see this doubling thing in the prosecutor figure, you know, who becomes Two-Face. And so very literally in his own body, you see the light and the dark, because his attempts to order the city through the law is just a mirror of the chaos that he eventually unleashes. They're just two sides of the same coin. Now, why am I talking about this as a religious person? Well, Christianity, which puts a crucified criminal at the very center of its preoccupations, has got something to say about the problem of violence. Jesus, too, is trying to deal with violence, sin, hatred, all of its effects. How does he do it? Not by fighting it on its own terms, but rather by, on the cross, absorbing the violence of the world and taking it away through the divine mercy. When he's crucified, in his utter innocence, he says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He doesn't give way to vengeance. If you go back to the biblical text, you'll see that what the Israelites wanted was Israel man. They wanted David man. They wanted some superhero who would come in and conquer their enemies with the sword, with the chariot, with a superior military force. Jesus is the Messiah, but in a totally unexpected way, because he absorbs the violence through nonviolence. He deals with sin precisely through the power of love. And that's why he is really something new. He's not just one more superhero. Who cares? Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, they don't solve the problem. Batman can look, oh yeah, he's the noble figure, he's the good figure, Joker, he's this terrible figure. Well, yeah, relatively, but not absolutely. Absolutely, they're both just two sides of the same coin, which is why he can't solve the problem.